Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley. Or I should say, I'm your co-host, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
I'm the co-host. Welcome aboard. Thank you so much for listening this week and every week to your wellness radio station. Over a decade in progress, and much of it is available on our podcast at KXORadio.com.
So. I didn't have gray hairs when I started this. Other duties assigned.
That's right. But I think also on behalf of Maria, it is our pleasure to sit here every week and search the world of news for topical stuff and search our local clinics and our local providers for what they're doing that's interesting that supports our community wellness, whether it's mental health or substance use or any number of things. And this week is really no exception. We are pleased and proud to be joined by Dr. Jennifer Fried. She's a psychologist professor at the University of Oregon. And Dr. Fried and her students investigate the causes and impact of interpersonal violence and institutional betrayal on mental health and physical health, behavior, and society. Dr. Fried is the person who has coined a term that we're going to kind of talk about in depth today, betrayal trauma. And you're probably sitting there going, what's that? But as we talk about it today, I think you're going to begin to, the little lights start going on, and you're like, this is an issue, and this is something that we need to begin to be more aware of.
Or that happened to me.
You know, one of the things I keep hearing is how substance use, you know, we've got the epidemic of opioids or whatever right now, and mental health is, you know, that are greatly increasing in the numbers of people who need services. And I think to myself, I wonder what kind of society and civilization context we might have that might be helping to perhaps kind of push the issue in terms of making lives a little bit more harder and a little bit more stressed and a little bit more trauma-filled. And I think that betrayal trauma begins to address at least some of those topics. And welcome aboard, Dr. Fried.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We are glad to have you. So betrayal trauma 101, you know, how did you come about this? What made you decide that this was even a concept, because it really, you identified this concept, no?
Yes. It started really 25 years ago in 1991, and I was then a psychology professor and specializing in memory and perception, and I was reading increasingly about people's reactions to trauma, and in particular, people describing having forgotten traumatic events and then remembering them. And I thought to myself, I've never been really taught about this or read about it in my academic journals. And I really started this whole journey of discovering betrayal trauma, trying to answer the question of why and how would people forget something so important that it happened to them. And that was my first intellectual puzzle. And in attempting to answer that, it set me on this amazing journey. The first idea that I had was I read a bunch of things, you know, trying to understand what people had said, and I found Freud's theories and other people's theories, and they said, well, you forget painful events. And I looked into that, and it actually isn't really true. People do forget some painful events, but other painful events they don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
And I also began to think about the basic survival issues. If you forget something painful, that's really not in your survival interest. You need to learn from painful experiences. So I thought of a different theory, and it's betrayal trauma theory. And then I set out to test it, and we did lots of research and learned many, many new things. But the basic core of the theory is this. that human beings are very sensitive to being cheated or betrayed some of the time. And that some of the time is when we have some power in the situation. And so you can imagine going into a store and buying something and getting either the incorrect change or a bad product. And when that happens, you feel cheated, and you do something about it. You demand your money back, or you decide never to shop in that store.
Yeah.
Similarly, like let's say you're dating somebody, and they're supposed to be faithful to you, and you find out they went and were unfaithful. At that point, when you realize that, you feel very upset and angry, probably, or hurt, whatever it is. If you've got some power in that relationship, you're going to either confront the person, or you're going to withdraw from the relationship and say, forget it. And in those instances, that response, which is kind of like fight or flight, is very adaptive because it keeps you from getting hurt again by this same person or this same store. And humans just do this all the time because we're always in these situations where we're counting on somebody else. We have these contracts all the time we make with people. And of course, sometimes it's very explicit and written down like marriage.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.